Injuries would be an excuse if they were in these games. It's not an excuse. And I don't know what the hell transpired at halftime yesterday. I'm trying to make sense of it. I'm trying not to. Like, I saw what Mitch tweeted. And maybe Mitch wants to come in here later. He's got a lot to do now.
Does he have to defend a tweet?
Well, he's saying, like, hey, has any of you actually thought that maybe Donovan Mitchell was hurt and you guys are just irritated and upset?
Well, but that's what I did with Darius at the end of last week.
Hey, look at guys, go back and look at Kenny Atkinson's face in the post game. Listen to the comments in the post game. I'm sorry, it's a legitimate talking point to wonder whether or not they just decided, which, by the way, it's asinine to do it this way, because they could have just held him out in the second half. Because if you're asking Darius that, hey, do you really want to go in the second half because you're down by 41 points, then what's the point? What's the point of going through the rigmarole there? They said he's going to need an MRI, but he says he's fine. He told Cleveland.com that he's definitely going to be playing on Tuesday. Of course, Darius Garland did go out and tell Jared Greenberg he was going to be playing in game two during game one. He said he's going to play on Tuesday, and he was walking around with no boot in the postgame. So I don't want to accuse him. Maybe I can accuse, well, no, because I would like to accuse them of being too cautious with injuries, but it's a 41-point game. It's a 41-point game. If it's that deficit at halftime, like a 20-point game at halftime, hey, teams have come back from 20 points down. Get out there. 30 points is pushing it. 40 points at halftime, you're down by 40. Hey, we need you healthy. I don't need any stupid things happening in the second half. Sit. Well, Tristan Thompson's going to get his minutes in. I know this is ugly. It's bad. I'm going to get cussed out for this by the fan base because this team was not prepared to play. But damn it, we got to be ready for game three or game five now. And this is as bad as it gets. Just, my God, I cannot believe of all the things I thought I'd see transpiring last night, I never thought I'd see any of it. DeAndre Hunter not getting thrown out, but Benedict Mathurin is getting thrown out. Them playing as laxative. They did, by the way, I made the Dusty Rhodes joke earlier. They actually did shoot 40% from three. So it wasn't that bad of a night, certainly, from 3 points.
Which was their best, but by far their best 3-point shooting night of the series.
I can't do this. I cannot do this. You cannot go down like this. I'm telling you, you go down like this. There's wholesale changes that will be called for, and maybe they're coming from Dan Gilbert. Maybe Dan will react like that. Because this is 3 years in a row, man. 3 years in a row. You lay down and die tomorrow night and just lose this series and have a gentleman's sweep. Heaven help us. Because you bring this group back, you run it back this year, it is going to be tumbleweeds. You could blow every team out by 30 and win 82 games, and it will be tumbleweeds for your regular season. You guys are going to be blowing off those torches in vain. Tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me I'm wrong.
Well, wrong about what? I mean, it's
thank you. So I'm right about it all.
It's evident that, you know, I guess the only thing you got to wonder is how big of an impact have the injuries been to the team? Because that's always going to come up. Anytime a team, like, will the Cavs, the minute the series is over, if they lose, will they be talking about how unfortunate it was that they had all those injuries where three of their guys by the end of game one, you know, were not going to be available. That Darius couldn't start this series. You know, your big advantage was supposed to be you've got these two guards that are playing at an all-NBA level this year that you didn't have both of them.
And Darius and Evan, I feel, were legitimately injured. And I do think that they're playing through something. I think that Evan is obviously playing through something, even though, I mean, last night wasn't that great. I think that they're playing through things. But isn't everybody playing through things? I mean, Tyrese Halliburton is running around with a hurt wrist. I know his legs ain't bothering him, so he can at least still get up and down the floor, but it's still going to affect his shooting. I mean, guys play with injuries. It's the postseason. They played 82 games in the regular season. I mean, what else is there to do? I can't. Am I going to sit there and blame, okay, we're the one team that has bad injury luck? Because for a moment, I was ready and raring to go, and I'm going, man, it's been 3 years in a row I've been talking about injuries with these guys. Darius, I mean, you breathe on him the wrong way. And I'm not saying he's faking it. He's not, but he is slight. He is not that big of a guy. And that will have a real problem with you if you're trying to do anything competitive in the future. You won 64 games. The regular season is dead in this town if they lose on Tuesday night.
Well, people had picked apart Darius and his level of physicality and toughness. And, you know, Darius at the end of game three, you know, post game was like, people have no idea what I've been going through. And yet he's been called out by Stephen A. Smith. He's been called out by national guys, Kendrick Perkins, you know, and that had to be tough. Like, imagine if you're getting called out, your manhood essentially is being called out by guys that have a following, and you've got people around the NBA that are saying these things about you. You come back and play, and you wonder what level he's going to be at. Clearly, like, when he came back game three, he was not Darius Garland.
No.
And fortunately, they won the game, but he was nowhere near.
But I think, but I was watching that game, and I felt, man, I think he's given them a boost. I think that they still have to take him seriously and come out and guard him, because he can't stand there and just hit a three. He's got a good shot. It's not the prettiest shot in the world, but he's got a good shot. Like, those were things that I was given heart by in a blowout win in game three. And that's where I thought that at game four, I didn't think was going to be a blowout, at least on for a win for us. But I definitely thought we were going to win this game last night. And to come out and play like that, I would have been mad at the time, but I was too bewildered by what was going on. I was just shell-shocked, which I hate doing because it sounds like a cop-out. Like when people say, well, I have no words. Well, you know what? You're a talk show host. You better have some words. And all the words I have right now are things I can't say on the radio. Because, damn it. Like, I talk about pride. Okay, some loudmouth on the radio is talking about pride. I can't yell at them any more than I've yelled at them. And I have been on their side and felt the injuries were legitimate. But I can't keep using injuries as an excuse. If injuries are an excuse, then we're made of a bunch of tin men. And then changes must have to happen. And we must have to find guys that are going to be able to push this team over the top, or closer to the top is what it is. Because, man, you go out there and you get beat tomorrow night. This is as bad as I felt about a Cavs team, and I can't remember when. This is an ugly feeling.
And you were a big favorite in this series going in.
Yes. It was 9.5 points for game one. Jeff in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Okay, guys. You know, what we saw last night was one team prepared for a basketball game. The other team prepared for a boxing match. And you saw who won? The guys who prepared for the boxing match. They went out and put the road work in, jogging 3 or 4 miles a day. The guys who prepared for the basketball game ride the treadmill, walk the treadmill an hour a day, or the stationary bike. But these guys, these Indianapolis guys, they're jogging 3 or 4 miles a day every day. So you saw the difference, okay? Now, what we got to do is play bully ball. That's all we got left, because Donovan's done, okay? Garland's
Who's going to be the bully? Who's going to be the bully?
Evan and Allen, they got to play bully ball, and then when they collapse on them in the middle, they got to kick it out to Ty Jerome or the other guy, Matt Spruce. They got to drop bums.
I know you want them to do that. They ain't playing bully ball. That's not them. They are not like that. They ain't built that way. Nate and Lorraine, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm gonna put it simple to you guys. It's in Atlanta.
Nate, I'm sorry. I cannot understand what you're saying whatsoever. Larry in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Man, I like to say, man, the Cavs, man, what happened to their desire, man? 64 games, man. This disrespect for Cleveland. This the land, man. You got to protect the land. You can't be out there looking fishy. Man, this is so disrespectful. And then on top of that, I would have been picked Christian in because – he's been there. You got to have players that have been there to give you confidence, give you inspiration, motivation, man, about attacking other players when you get attacked. And then Hunter, he got an instant whooping, and he had no points. Dude, we got to – and then the coach got our coach, big time. He should have rotated that when they was down by 10 points. Put the big man in and get their feet. Well, we could have won the second game. He would have put Tristan in because – Tristan, he know how to block players and get rebounds. We would have won the game.
If we put Tristan in, we would have won game two?
Absolutely. He know how to get the ball. He know how to block out players at the right time. And all of that, he know how to get a rebound. This he not do the little.
Oh, you're talking about on the free throws. You're talking about on the free throws. We couldn't get the rebound.
No, I'm talking about the rebounds, man, and block out players. You know how to get physical with them. We need to get physical players, man. We one thing. So Allen is not a true center, but he's good. But this about we need so much. We need to all step up, man. The fans need to step up. We need all. This is the game, the pride game tomorrow night. We gotta show out because this we cannot go on like this. Man, this would be a just big disgrace on our Cavs team because we all deserve right. better. Have all a good right. night.
Thank you for the call.
You realize the level of desperation we're at. If I would have told you we'd be getting calls that Tristan should have been playing in the series, I probably would have said, okay, yeah, we're definitely eliminated.
We don't know.
People are talking about Tristan Thompson at this stage of his career.
We don't. We're grasping for hopes now.
I get it. I totally get it because insane. Nothing makes sense. Nothing that we said about this team favorably all season has come to fruition in the postseason with the exception of, you know, Donovan Mitchell has had his monster games. You know, Donovan Mitchell has looked at times in the series like, one of the best five players in the NBA.